Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We're in the 66th edition of the San Sebastian Film Festival, and we're talking to Pavel Pawlikowski, the director of Cold War, selected for the section Pearls. Mr. Pawlikowski, hello, how are you?
Excellent. I'm having a very good time so far.
You're doing pretty special films very with a very cared form, black and white, delicate stories. Did you think that those kind of films would be so successful in this mainstream and Hollywood-esque world? How do you see your films that are really European and artistic being so successful in this panorama?
No, it's a mystery. I don't know. I mean, when I was making Ida, I thought it would be like a film for very few people. People who are like me, but I didn't think it would travel. And then I was surprised, because the film got very far, and it didn't feel like an attractive proposition. And black and white about a nun with actors who are unknown. In fact, the lead actress was, she was not an actress. So it's all a bit mysterious. But you realize if you just do what you have to do the way you do it, and you're kind of honest about it, and you find a form that goes with the emotion, because I don't do formal films because I like form. I think the form should serve emotions. And if you have something to say, clearly there are people who are prepared to listen, I'm discovering this. Even with this film, I'm surprised. I mean, it's done very well. In Poland, big audiences, and I really didn't think a black and white film told so obliquely, so elliptically, which makes some demands on the audience because you have to fill in a lot. I didn't have a clue that it would go, that it would be so popular, not just among critics, but like people who go to the movies. I mean, in Poland, like 800,000 people went to see it, which is huge in Poland, so you never know.
Your films has obviously a political background behind the love and the songs. There's politics, there's society. We're dealing now in Spain with political issues about memory, about historical memory. I don't know if you're experiencing the same things in Poland, in Eastern Europe, and how can we learn from memory to apply lessons to our present world?
As a filmmaker, our artist, you should try and think through human beings, rather than illustrating theories about history. Because, for example, I know about the Spanish situation with Franco's corpse, and I don't quite know. I know what the front lines are, what the battlefield is about. In Poland, we have similar situation, but what's happening is that the current government, which is extremely right-wing, let's say, they're using history to manipulate the present, and they're not using history, they're not talking about history as it really happened. They're talking about a certain historical narrative, and it's nothing to do with honest explanation of history. It's all about now, how do we dominate society? How do we have just one correct narrative about human beings and how we get here? And I don't think there's one correct narrative. I think life is full of ambiguities, full of paradoxes, and that's why I make films, and that's why I'm not a politician. And as far as populismo is concerned, it's not just Poland. I mean, it's and not just Hungary. It happens in Britain, it happens in the States, so obviously there's some major civilizational shift is occurring, and it's very frightening. To bring music and populism together, in the film there is a moment where the Minister of Culture of Stalinist Poland asks the folk ensemble to slightly change their repertoire and make it more political, because their music for him, for the Marxist regime at the time, Stalinist regime, became an important tool. And the And folk music for them was the music, the true music of the Polish proletariat, of the Polish peasants, of the Polish people, as opposed to decadent Western music, which is jazz, atonal music, contemporary classical music. And these days, you know, there is a kind of cultural struggle in Poland. You know, I think there must be something similar in Hungary. And the government is trying to favor a certain type of culture. So suddenly this folk ensemble that was long forgotten, the folk ensemble I based my story on, suddenly they've become a real favorites of the government, you know, and they say, oh, this is real people's music, that this is very good. While, you know, avant-garde theaters and, you know, other things are having their subsidies, like, curtailed and cut. It's not Stalinism, it's not dictatorship, but the tendency is worrying, you know, so if we don't fight against it, it might get worse.
In your films, including this one, we can see powerful and meaning women. I wonder, how are you living this Me Too movement in the cinema world? And you are often selected for big festivals, and women being selected or not is an issue. And we always talk about how many women are selected in official sections and whatever. How are you living this re-empowerment of women in the film world?
Well, you know, I live in Poland, where we have really strong female directors. I mean, like, and I don't think they're a minority either. I think with Agnieszka Holland-Szumowska, Smoczyńska, and Jagoda Szelc is a new name, we have really strong women directors. So it's not a huge issue in Poland, you know, whereas, and it hasn't affected me personally. Of course, I always like women's stories. Well, not women's stories. I like strong female protagonists, you know, interesting female. I like working with actresses. I find actresses much more interesting to work with than actors, you know. So, and for artistic reasons more than anything. But, so, it was never an issue for me. I know that the statistics are not looking good. You know, I'm surprised, because, you know, there are great women directors, and, you know, and it would be good if they were more represented in festivals. But I don't think festival organizers are discriminating against them. I think possibly in most countries they're not encouraged and not given the same opportunities. I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Very, very nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
I'm David Martos, and this was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.